Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Jane Twin, and I'm on school run number one. It's going to be three today actually, because I'm going to have to go home and then turn back straight away, because it turns out Henry left his book bag and I didn't notice, because my bag is heavy enough anyway with his lunch bag, so I didn't notice that it should have been heavier. Or that he should have been carrying something else. So, yeah, well, it's nice that my children make sure I keep fit. Speaking of keeping fit, did my yoga yesterday. Oh dear, I didn't think about that, did I? Thanks. So I was just one of the workmen who was parked on the road, and I thought he was faster, so I let him go, but then of course he got to his car and then he had to let me go past. I was saying, oh yes, yoga. Yeah, it's quite amazing how stiff I get in a week again. Oh, maybe it's not the car fumes. I saw some cars parked a bit higher up on the road, so cars start backing up to our house. And I don't know, must be the pressure or something, but it doesn't go away. So it just lingers and it smells. Why, where did he put his bag? Look, he put his snack in, and then oh, great, yes, thanks, Henry. I put it on the armchair, behind the door, like anyone's gonna notice it there. No wonder I picked up my bag, didn't see anything else lying around, so I didn't remind him. Right, I said. It's very smelly around here. So what we need now is someone starting a fire in the nearby allotments. The smoke's not going to go anywhere. But they have sort of a thing for waiting until the wind goes in the wrong direction or the pressure's like this before they start a fire. Anyway, yeah. So went to yoga and. And it was, we did the same exercises for the back and shoulders as we did last week, and it was really amazing how, it was just as stiff again. A yoga teacher said, well, ideally you want to be doing this every day. Not that I would have time to do that, but yeah, that would be an idea. Even though I have to say that having done it last week, it kind of became more flexible more quickly. So it definitely helps to keep doing it. But yeah, feels good. Back hurts, but in a good way. Like it's all sort of unclicking and unclonking, and especially like going to the osteopath and getting yourself put back into place. Really good. I was taking photos up there yesterday to see if I can document the weekly changes, but then the one photo I took on the way back, I don't know, it looks a bit shaky, so that might not work. And there was a lady who seemed to be just rumbling about, and then she approached me and said, am I going to yoga? So I walked with her. So that was the end of any recording or more photos. And on the way back, as usual, I always walk back to the car park with the others. And we discuss how necessary yoga is. And how whatever the teacher does looks so easy. And then when you try and do it, it's really, really hard. Anyway. Trying to think what else were we doing yesterday? Oh yeah, Henry was out on a play date, so we made a bowl tea. Because Amelia always likes her curry, but Henry hates it, so don't really make it. So Amelia was happy. And then she got a bit of a play date out of it as well. And then I had my German pupil round, which was great. We had a fantastic time. We were discussing Mary Stuart by Schiller, the play, and it was lovely. Right, I paused then, too close to school, too many people coming. And that was quite lucky because there was a boy who was late, so the office staff was courting him in anyway, so I handed her Henry's bag. He'll need it, his snack inside. How was I going to say? Oh yes, I was talking about discussing the play Maria Stuart with my German pupil. She's brilliant. I had found some stuff online, so you don't have to read the stuff yourself. There's lots of questions online, and they're all for the German secondary level. But they're mostly about what happens, and you kind of have to know what happens in every scene and act and whatnot. So not entirely. Yeah, that's kind of, yeah, and she couldn't remember that closely anyway. But we ended up having a really good discussion about the characters, and obviously because it's based on history, but there's a scene in there which didn't actually happen, as in the two queens meeting, Elizabeth I and Mary, Queen of Scots, never met. Why was that put in, and how does that change perception of the... So yeah, it was like, whoa, this is like going to see a play when I was her age, and we were out of the theatre about once a month, and then went and had a glass of wine or something afterwards and discussed it, and it was great. I really enjoyed that. Not done that in absolute ages. It was nice to just sort of discuss literature, and we got new ideas as we were talking about it, and kind of reflecting on, this is a classic, I guess, why it is still a classic for today. And I kind of felt that I didn't need the questions online. I just had some of my own questions coming up. It was really, really good fun. Really enjoyed that. As I said, our evenings are very short this week. Even though I've looked at the calendar, it's not really going to ease next week either. Well, tonight we're going to see another secondary school, so that means we're going to be out late again as well with the kids. It's quite busy. I was thinking, yeah, that's September, then October's going to be better, but not really. And then I guess November, everything sort of goes on about Christmas again. I think in the office they were saying it's only 11 Mondays till Christmas. I'm like, that doesn't sound a lot. Then again, every Monday is followed by a week, so actually it is still quite a lot, so no need to panic. And then they were saying, oh, Christmas shopping. I'm like, no, it's not the shopping, it's the ideas. Once I've got an idea, the shopping's easy. Right, well, I'm back at the house, so thank you for coming with me on both the school runs. And I hope you have a good rest of the week. Fortunately, it's not too long now. And then yay weekend. Right, bye for now.